Hello, fellow Asian drama lovers. This is JJ.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Leslie.
Hello, hi.
Ni hao.
Annyeonghaseyo.
We're here today to discuss Someday or One Day, the movie for the fabulous blog, The Fangirl Verdict. We had a chance to see the movie in the theater recently, but we didn't have a chance to discuss it, talk about it afterwards. So we're going to do that today. And we're very excited about it.
Yes, we are.
As we get started, we want to let you know that there are very likely going to be spoilers in the podcast. So if you are sensitive to them, you may want to wait to listen until you've had the chance to watch the movie too. We also want to thank Fangirl KFG for the opportunity to make this podcast and for trusting us not to muck up her blog, the go-to source for all things K-drama and beyond. We hope your trust will have been well-placed, K-Fangirl. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, so,
Yes, thank you.
So let's get going.
Okay.
We've all learned that context is everything in watching dramas. So let's go around the virtual table and say when we first saw the series, Someday or One Day, and how long ago it was, and you know, did you follow it on the blog? So Michelle, do you want to get us started?
Sure. Okay, well, I watched it for the first time probably late 2020, maybe October or so, and then followed up with K-Fangirl's review, which was very thorough and wonderful. What I did not do was do the group watch, which I'm kind of kicking myself now, because it would have helped going in as a refresher to watch the movie. But yeah, it still was okay. I brought back a lot of memories watching the movie, so that's when I... Even though it's been 2020 to 2023, still okay.
Good. How about you, Jennifer?
I think that I saw it. Okay, I don't remember. You know, I'm always saying over on Patreon that my memory cells always go on vacation. It is possibly 2022. So I think it was after the group watch, or I tried to do it with the group watch. I really don't remember. I know KFG encouraged me to watch it, so I didn't do it when it originally came out with their first set of notes, and then I think the group watch was there, so I did it a little bit afterwards, but memory, not so reliable on this. I do remember watching it and couldn't get enough of it, and my little secret is that I never watched the last episode in totality. I read the notes. Ooh. And I read everybody's comments, and I thought, I can't do this. I don't have the heart for it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, wow.
And so I watched it in my normal fashion, which Trent can't stand. I think I went all the way to the end. I pushed it on mute, and I was like, okay, what's happening? And then I went back in section. So I watched it, like, all out of order, so I wouldn't have to get the full emotional impact.
Oh, good. So you were really set up to watch the movie and know what the heck was going on.
Absolutely, right? All that jumping around, right? Yes, perfect.
It's right. Called reducing my stress watch. And I highly suggest this method to anybody who can't deal with the end of a show for whatever reason.
Good. So I first watched the series at the end of 2020, and I did it on my own. And then again in 2022 when KFG did the group watch with it. And as always, I watched the drama on my laptop, which leads in and begs the next question. It's something I've been dying to ask you all is, what was it like to watch the movie in an actual theater? Who'd like to jump in first?
I'm going
to
jump in because I was so emotional getting there. I arrived to the theater 45 minutes early because I was so excited. And the theater, the box office wasn't even open. And I couldn't even get into the bathrooms. Like, it's like, what am I going to do? So I just stood there waiting. And I already had my electronic ticket in the box office. Even when the person showed up, I was like, okay, so what do I need to do here? And I went, and when I came back home, I looked for the last time I was in the movie theater, and I found my ticket because I save all my ticket stubs. It's something I've done for years. Even if I do an electronic ticket, I still print it off and save it. The last time I was in the movie theater was January 2020. Wow. So when being in the theater was really emotional, and I thought it was really kind of cool, something I had only been watching at home. Now I was in the actual theater watching it up on the big screen. So it was awesome.
That's great. That's great.
Similar. I'm so happy to have seen this, like, on the, you know, the big screen. I usually watch things on a bigger screen attached to my, or monitor attached to my laptop, or, you know, I've watched stuff on my phone. So to get that full effect on the big screen and seeing our characters, you know, just, it was glorious to watch it in that respect. The only thing, and I remember, Leslie, you mentioning this early on when we first, when you first came in and we all introduced ourselves, and you said to me, or you said to us, I don't have a rewind button, so this is going to be a little difficult. And that's so true. And could have been so useful for the film, right?
For sure useful.
Absolutely. But seeing it on the big screen was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you just summarized my experience, at least at first, was, you know, the no pause, the no rewind, actually the no fast forward, although I didn't need to use that, but just sitting there, oh, I have to just pay attention and really concentrate and no going back. Although, as you both know, I actually did go back and saw it a second time because...
I tried twice to go back and it wasn't meant to be, and it made me so sad. And then when I finally had time, now it's gone. So here we go.
But we'll have to wait for it to stream somewhere, and then we can have that glorious pause button and really, you know, let it all sink
in. Or we'll just fly off to Singapore and go teasing KFG, to go watch it in the theaters together. Why not?
Great.
That'd be awesome.
So here's the question we should maybe start with, continue with, and that's the whole idea of, you know, is this show a sequel or a continuation of the drama, or is it based on, which is somewhat in debate out there? Who would be, and I think this will be, you know, useful for some of the potential viewers.
Okay, I'll chime in. This is Michelle. I'll chime in on this. Mm-hmm. I was adamant that when I saw in the credits that it said it was based on the drama series, that this was going to be something completely different, but still have the same elements. And upon reflection and thinking about it, I don't think it's necessarily a continuation, it is definitely based on it. I think it's like a supplement. Mm. And we got to see timelines that we didn't see in the drama. Ooh. And so I think it was just like a supplement to the drama that added more context and added, of course, more heart-wrenching moments because, you know, we find out, if you look at it in that respect, it's like they've been doing this like time skip game, trying to save each other, trying to be together from like what, 1998 through 2019, mm-hmm. and all points in between. And so that's what makes it even more heart-wrenching for our two leads. But I see it as a supplement. I don't necessarily see it as a continuation or a,
Well, I really like that explanation because that works much better for me. And I remember I was on Instagram and found the official page for the movie, Instagram page mm-hmm. for it. And I sent it to KFG because, of course, it's in Chinese. And then it does the translation. But I was still trying to put it all together. And I like to think of it as supplement to it because the emotional impact of the movie, I was teary-eyed when it began, even though Leslie asked me. Mm. So what you're talking about, Michelle, is I missed the whole based on because I'm like, I'm in the movie theater and I'm with two KFG fans and oh my God, and listen to the music because you know I'm all about the music. And I'm like, okay, I can't cry. Now I know Leslie, so I could shed a tear, but I just met Michelle and I'm sitting next to her and I can't be boohooing. And then did you notice we had 10 people behind us in the row?
Yes, that whole group that came in behind us.
I know, and I was like, suck it up, just suck it up, get through this. You're not at home on the couch with the cry pillow.
So I mean, all this sort of begs the next question, which is, you know, can someone who hasn't seen the drama series watch the movie? Should they? What would be your recommendation for that? Ooh. Or thoughts?
What do you think, JJ?
I think yes. I think they won't get the depth or the emotional impact, but the movie still has enough emotional impact and depth on its own. So it just makes it more intense if we look at the way, Michelle, that you're presenting it as a supplement, then it just kind of makes it, oh, just that much more. But I think people who have not seen the show can go enjoy the movie because it has all the same elements. They did all the same stuff in giving us the main characters, what they go through, what they're trying to accomplish, and how it ends up. So I think so. What do you think, Leslie?
Well, I think that anything's possible. Of course, people could go and they could get something out of the movie. There's no doubt about that. I do think that it would be like just jumping into the middle, the deep end of a pool, and then figuring out how you're going to swim out of it, because there's just a lot of context that's missing. But if you didn't have the expectation, you didn't have expectations about it, maybe that wouldn't matter. It's hard to, as somebody who already saw the series, to rewind and say, what if my mind was blank when I went in there and didn't know? Mm-hmm. So, of course, if you have the opportunity to go to it, and especially if you were able to see it with some other folks, I would say go ahead and do it. But if you have a chance to watch the series beforehand, I think it would be an extra special treat.
Yeah, it just enriches the watch, I think, when you have that, you know, the history. There, a little bit of history, or having seen the series prior to watching the movie. But yes, I concur with Jennifer. You can. It can stand on its own. Absolutely.
Okay. So what was the biggest bonus for you of seeing the movie after having watched the drama series itself? I mean, what was that additional, information?
Definitely getting some backstory on Wang Chencheng, and seeing a little bit more of his story play out, even though it wasn't much. We didn't get much in the drama series.
You got very little taste. Yeah.
And we didn't get a whole lot in the movie, but we got enough for me to be grateful that we got to see him survive, for one, and live his truth. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that. I would have wanted a little bit more of that, honestly. And plus, and the reason I say that too is because I really like watching Greg flex those acting chops. I mean, because when, just like in the drama series, when we see Zoe and we see, we see Chencheng, that's the same actor, but they are two very distinct people. And he did such a wonderful job. I would have loved to see him, flex a little more on that.
That does remind me how much I appreciated that in the drama series as well, in the movie as well, that there was these two characters that looked very similar, but somehow they were completely embodied differently by the actors. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was also really, one of the things that really struck me was we saw so much more from Zue's perspective. In the series, he's there as the young person, and we see him a bit in the as an older person, but because of the looping, and this is going to be the big spoiler, now we're watching him lose his loves along the way and his sadness. So we hadn't really experienced sorrow and loss from his perspective, but in the movie, that almost made it a really different experience, and a different experience of Greg Shue as well. So,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Good point.
Excellent. And do you have anything that you'd like to add to that, Jennifer? Or has my profundity stopped the moment?
It stopped the moment because I was like, I just never even thought about that or connected it. Because again, my brain is about the music and the emotions the depth. Being in the theater, to be around everybody and just go through those same emotions when you're watching it on the screen, maybe some of it I just wasn't keen into it because I was trying to be, okay, we're in the movie theater. What are the, I'm digressing, which is my favorite thing to do in writing and talking. I remember when I went to see the Avengers, spoiler, when Iron Man dies, grown men are crying all around us. There's a packed theater and everybody's crying. So I guess it's okay to cry in the theater. I've done it before, but for this one, I was, you know, there was so much going on.
So you mentioned the music. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you did say after the the movie was, oh, and I love the music and the new music that was in there. And, you know, and I kind of thought to myself, oh, there was new music. I will say that when I heard the old music, the theme, it immediately drew me back in. The music was so powerful just in the opening scenes, you know, that I was immediately drawn back into the feeling of the series. But apparently there was some new additional music. your thoughts about it, Jennifer?
Well, I'm always so nervous around music. So I was thinking for the movie, I was prepping myself. I'm like, they're going to have new music. Just prep yourself. Just wait for it. It's going to happen. And I was thinking, all right, just don't get too upset about it. Just roll with it. Figure it out later. Because they have to have the old stuff. And so what I found when the new songs came out, I'm like, oh, it's in the same, not tone, and I have no musical experience or education or vocabulary, but it still fit where we were from the drama series, and to me, melded in beautifully. That didn't take me out and made me wonder, oh, well, you know, oh, I wish it wasn't this song or this isn't working. I want the other songs. It tied in together nicely, I guess is the word I'm looking for. So I was very happy. And then somebody on my drama list wrote this incredible music breakdown of, I can't even explain it, of something that whoever the sound editor or music producer was of the show did these interesting things. So people can go look for it there because I can't repeat it. But I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember hearing that. And of course, the original music still holds a place in my heart for certain. And I listen to those songs often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michelle, did you notice?
I didn't notice. No, I'm with Leslie. I didn't notice the new music. I think I was caught up in everything else. So yeah, you're our resident. You've got the ear for that. But I think I was just so caught up with just, you know, the characters and everything that it didn't even dawn on me. But, say, you know, I also have to say that the music is definitely a character in the movie. You know, it definitely plays a huge part in both the series and again now in the movie. So yeah, the music was very well done, well placed, and well utilized.
Yeah.
Wonderful. But yeah, it wasn't until you pointed out, JJ, that yeah.
There's
no music.
There's no music, and I think Alice Coast sang one of the songs, and I don't. Right.
Oh, great.
I'll send you the link that's on KFG's blog for the group watch at the very end for the drama series where they did the two songs, two famous singers, and they weaved them in together, and it's spectacular. It is so moving. You know what I want to go back to? Sorry, Leslie, I'm ruining everything.
Go ahead.
I just saw two things. I know you told KFG, which I think is really helpful for everyone to know who saw the drama series going into the movie, that crazy psychotic psychiatrist character, spoiler, 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 doesn't show up in the movie. Because I can tell you, I was on edge waiting for that man to show up, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw something at the screen. If they bring him back, I don't know. I might have to leave. I wouldn't leave, of course, but you know what I mean? So I think I would have liked to known going in that he did not come back. Because that was one of the reasons why the drama was so tough for me when that character of the psychiatrist and what he did to Lizaway with the pot. Anyway, stop me now. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep digressing.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was like very relieved that he did not show up either. But then again, it brings my mind back to like, this is a supplement, you know, this is like some things that we're missing. And also to what Leslie says about being, you know, almost from Zoe's like point of view and his journey in this. So, Even though crazy psychotic psychiatrist was part of that journey, in you know, definitely in the drama, he didn't have to be there in the movie version, which was really
a huge relief.
I agree.
He didn't need to be there either. I was gonna be like, psst.
Well, true. He didn't need to be there in the drama,
but we did,
you know,
get a new character.
Dramatic.
A new character in...
Hello.
In...
Hello, Yang Hao. Whose head exploded when that all happened?
Yeah, it was like, we are in a different world now. This is a different timeline.
Spoiler alert. And that timeline I still have to work out, because I think, Leslie, you and I talked about it a little bit. Because I was kind of like, when did he appear and when was she? And, you know, I was like, oh, this is, like, we're still trying to sort through everything we just saw. And then, hello, here's a new character, a new storyline. And, like, where does this fit in?
But wonderfully looped, though, when you think about it, because he's from Shanghai and he goes to Taiwan and he ends up meeting Yun Ru, and then whatever, fast forward on down the line, Yu Shen then leaves Taiwan, goes to Shanghai and starts working for a company that he is the director of. So it's like, so the writing was just so wonderful in that, the way they, you know, wove everything in so perfectly, even though it was really a shocker.
We've been talking about how well plotted the show is, the movie is, and how complex it is. And I have a question for you guys. Is it really necessary to follow all of the time shifts in order to get the story? Or can you surf it? Just surf some of those. What are you thinking, Michelle?
I think it helps to follow them if you can. But I think the story is weighty enough on its own that you can't, if you miss a couple, you'll be okay. You'll be able to understand what's going on. You'll be able to follow. But if you're, you know, coming from the drama into the movie, you're going to probably want to know, you know, what's going on every step of the way and understand what's happening so you can get the full effect. But in and of itself, I think it's plenty weighty. It's like weighty enough on its own that you can miss a few things, because I know I have. I missed probably a lot, and still get the gist of what's going on and understand it, and still have that emotional impact as well.
Good. Yeah. Jennifer, what about you?
For me, my sci-fi brain and fantasy brain is like, wants to follow all of it and make it work. And okay, what are they doing? Are they playing by the rules? Are they? And then the emotional part for me, which I think is the big draw for this one, for me, was the emotional impact overrode having to pay attention to all of that, because it made sense, and then I was just diving into the emotions of it.
So it sounds like we're saying it could really be watched in a number of ways, in either way, that you can, you get enough from this time switching without the details to understand how that drives the story of their lives and their emotion and their, you know, all the things. And there are some people who are really going to want to track, you know, exactly what's happening as a satisfactory way of every time something, like the little surprises, cookies, whatever they're called, that you get
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs, yeah, Easter eggs that you can find. I want to say lanyap, which is the, you know, anyway, not different language. And so I think it can, and I kind of look forward to watching it again to see that. Great.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it again. Yeah, because I'm sure I missed, like, you know how they would maybe put the year down in the corner of the screen? I'm sure I missed a couple of those, because I don't know if Greg was on the screen and I'd be just like,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait,
especially
to,
like,
there was the year on the screen. I'm having a Leslie moment. There's new music. There's the year. I guess I missed that one. So I do have to see this again.
Ah, yes. I'm
a little, a little tale on myself. So when I went back the second time, I was looking for specific things. Yes. Michelle, you had asked me a couple of questions about dates. So I was practicing before the movie started to see if I could just take screenshots, you know, on my phone, take pictures of the screen. And everything was working. There was no flashes. There was nothing. So I, then the movie started and that first screen came up and there was the date. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture. And my camera flashed, and everybody in the on swivel, their heads all turned around to look at the back, and I just looked, oh, innocent, like who did that?
Oh my God, Leslie, I love.
And then I put it away and said it's not that important.
Oh my God, awesome!
There, I told a story on myself.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, though, for going through and doing that. Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to swivel. I'm trying to see what you did. Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes, Michelle, you can edit down my laugh at any point because it goes on a little too long. The one thing I wanted to talk about, though, when you're talking about paying attention to the time shifts, is that one of the impressions that has stayed with me since we saw the movie was all the color, the bright colors that the character was in. Everything just felt bright and vibrant. I don't know if you walked away with that same feeling. And I don't even know if I remember the colors correctly, but someone was in yellow, I think, and then they had the blue wallet and was the umbrella color, and then Greg was in that khaki suit, and I don't know. For me, I remember so much color, and I also remember that from the drama series. It was just
interesting,
bright and colorful, in a way that drew me in even more, as much as the music. Did either?
That's interesting, because when I think of it, now that you're talking about the color, it is coming back to me. But when I think about the movie and the drama in itself, I see a lot the scene in the abandoned building or the building that's being built, and how dreary and dark and dramatic it was. That's sort of my overall thinking about that. So, but that I think that for me is probably where a lot of the emotional impact hit. All those times that there was. Decisions to be made, and but again, another thing to look for in a rewatch.
The other question I have that I need someone to explain to me, please. Of course, probably because I was teary-eyed and missing the based on, I was paying attention to the movie. When it opens up, Alex's character is a high school student. And they do that funny switch where she has the blue wallet trying to put it in her backpack. And then Greg's character, a moment later, we're like, oh, they're going to meet. Like, I was like, oh, here's the tension. They're going to meet. But then it was a different high schooler. Do you guys remember this scene, what I'm talking about? Or am I, you guys are looking at, no? Okay, I'll have to go back and watch that movie. Or anybody else who has seen it can leave comments. And we'll just move on quickly from here. All right, that was fun. Let's move on.
So bottom line, what was the question out of all that? Because maybe the question will prompt a memory.
Saw her at the bubble bar or whatever they're called in Taiwan. I don't know the right name. And she was leaving for school, right, with the backpack, and it was raining, and she had to get the umbrella, and she was trying to put the blue wallet in her backpack, and he was coming out the same door. No, Michelle?
Oh, I remember that.
No memory? Nothing?
Yeah. Was that her, though? I thought that was another
another girl.
I think he thought it might be her.
I'll just go see the movie again. It's okay. KFG, I'm going to fly to Singapore. Just get ready for me.
These are the little details that, like, stick with you. And then, like, somebody like me is like, I vaguely remember that scene. But that's why, because, you know, again, there are so many things going on in such a short, you know, span of time. And I do remember the blue wallet, though. I do remember, so color-wise, I do remember the blue wallet. And yes, that whole, I know. I trust you. I trust you. Okay. It's there. Okay. I just don't, it's not really clear. Yeah.
In other words, yeah. We can't answer.
Just wait for KFG's notes, like we always do. Just wait for her notes. She'll make it clear. Okay. I want to know if she brought in like a piece of paper or a pad and pen or, you know, to write down her notes, or if she just has a memory trap and she remembers everything and then runs home and writes about it. I don't know. That I'd like to know for certain.
Yeah. So I had a question about Mojinji.
Yes.
Mojinji. Sorry.
Yeah. There we go. Patrick's
character. Yeah, him. So one of the things is that he's the only character that doesn't have incarnate into a different person, right? With a different name. He has his name in the same way. And, you know, he his life is changed by the trajectories, but he's always sort of a constant in there as the friend to both of them. And especially in the movie, he seems to accept the sort of the multiple personas of his friends and the time shift. So he's meeting people and then he's having to accept that this isn't the, you know, Yunru that he knew, or this was the Yushen, or, and I was not sure I understood it or wondered if that was sort of realistic or it stretched my credibility a little bit. Not that, you know, we were talking about a highly realistic movie, but did you have thoughts on that? That he seemed to really go with the flow with all this, the switches and the changes in his friends and accepting that there was this sort of time travel or, you know, universe travel.
Well, I think
going
that you said something right in the very beginning that I think about his character's being, and that is the constant. He is the one constant through this whole thing. And perhaps maybe he is the one holding that foundation for all of them.
Oh, interesting.
Even though they're all moving around and shifting and going, he stays the same. I mean, it'd be a real interesting character study, you know, to look into him and to his character in both the drama and the film because of that fact, because he doesn't go through any kind. I mean, mm-hmm. even our psychotic psychiatrist, wasn't he like him and his brother or something like that, or was that just kind of like a psychological thing?
At different ages.
So but Jinjae, he is Mo Jinjae throughout the course of the entire, you know, time trajectory. So that's a very interesting question. Why did he remain? Why didn't he go through any of these changes? That's really good.
Well, I mean, in the drama, he does have a different life trajectory, in that he is incarcerated, but he is still the same person. He doesn't have an alternative ego, if you will, alter ego. Yeah. Okay. I just curious. When I see this again, I'll be sort of looking for
focus on
some
him.
Thoughts on that.
Oh, this is a great question to bring into like Patreon and into the, you know, blog once everybody's had a chance to see it and can discuss it. And that'd be really interesting to see what people's thoughts are on that.
So for the person who has not seen the movie yet, is there a piece of advice you would give them to enhance their enjoyment of the experience?
I'm teasing.
Oh, not true.
No, I'm teasing. I was thinking about me. I am terrible. I will talk to the person next to me. You don't want to see a comedy with me because I laugh too loud. Because I think I'm at home in the theater and I'm laughing. So, and I usually sit in the far back so everybody can hear me.
Hey.
No, I'm teasing. I was just trying to break the
Yeah. And we don't buy it one bit. So there you go. Or don't buy into the premise there. Okay, advice though.
Go in
thoughts.
Open-minded for sure, and don't expect just a simple love story. It is complex, and there's a lot of complexity going on, and there's a lot of, the time changing, and the time skips, of course, can make things kind of, you know, frenetic. But just be open-minded, but if you're if you have a strong appreciation for character and character study and characters in general, you're going to really enjoy it. And don't think that it's going to be really simple, but count on it being emotional. Count on it like really hitting you, and just roll with that, because that's the beauty of, I think, of this drama series and the movie, is this the emotional ride it takes you on.
It's very deep. It's a very deep drama and a very deep movie. And they threw up that quote from Lord Tennyson, right? About, is it better to have loved and lost or not loved at all? And I think that's what they're trying to answer. And through the drama and through the movie series, what they're doing. And I don't, you know, we've spoiled some things, but I won't say what we saw at the end of how the two main leads, I think, answered that question. So I think that's why it's so profound and deep of a movie, because it's going to that quote to answer that question.
That's all. Actually, is it too big of a spoiler to go to the end and have a discussion on what we thought happened? Or should we leave that to
some other folks? Oh, no, that's fine. We can. I was just thinking about... No.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. No, I'm asking your.
I'm talking about the moment. Your
opinion.
That before the end. So are you talking about at the abandoned building, or at the very end? Yeah. No, I'm talking more at the abandoned building.
At the very end. Okay. Got it. Okay. I don't think. We can have a conversation about it. I don't know if people had an impression whether it was a happy ending, another ending, how it ended. I mean, I think it's a little open to interpretation.
It's open, but I like to think it was happy.
I don't remember.
What?
You saw it twice, Leslie.
Oh, jeez.
I'm too busy still trying to figure out the opening that I missed the first 5 minutes. I think I remember the ending, but I don't know for sure. But the one thing I thought was beautiful Michelle, you brought up, and I meant to chime in, but for the Greg Hsu's second character, Wang Chen Sheng, I'm so sorry to Chinese, yes.
Chen Cheng.
So sorry, Chinese, sorry. Anyway, there's my no tones for MC Elaine MKFG. See, I proved it, no tones, can't do it. And I digress and forgot what I was talking about, but I thought it was beautiful.
you're going to say something about Chen Sheng.
A beautiful, they gave us a love story for him.
He deserved it, didn't he? Oh my goodness, he deserved it.
For the audience and for him and for the character. And I love that. And I loved, and Leslie and I got to talk about this a little bit about what his tears did. Spoiler with the cassette. And I thought that was such a, because this cassette has been through us with the drama, and now here it's in the movie. I thought that was so special. But yeah, I still don't remember the end, so when somebody tells me about the beginning, maybe I'll figure out the end. But I'm gonna go with it's happy, because I left happy. Even though it was emotional, I still left happy. I was like, okay, that was good.
Good. What did you think, Michelle?
I like to think that it was a happy ending. Was it the final, or was it just another ending, or another time segment that was going to get all screwed up, like in the next 10 minutes or something, if there were 10 minutes after that? I don't know. But yes, I like to think that they ended up happily ever after.
Michelle, are you?
You know, finally removing.
I was like, wait, are you saying there's going to be a part three? We're getting a movie three or another drama?
Well, you never know with that, right? Yeah, you never know what they're going to do, right?
That's right. That's right.
I thought, you know, I like to think that they ended up together and that they broke the loop. And that's what I wanted at the end of the drama more than anything. I wanted them to end the loop and be together happily ever after. And in my mind, maybe I'm wrong, I think I got that in the movie. I think I finally, you know, that they they gave me my happy ending. They broke the loop, and they broke it being together instead of not remembering who the other was. So hopefully that's what happened, but who knows? I could be wrong.
No, I'm kind of in your boat. I'm not sure that it can be empirically proved one way or the other, but that's my choice. I am choosing to believe it was a happy ending. And it was the loop was broken by loss.
Yes.
And then it was accepted from there, and yes. then they could go forward with the rest of life. So I think this is probably.
And now talking with you, the profound moments you give, or how you, what's the word I'm looking for? Another reason better for writing, because I can think a little bit longer, but well, how you bring it all together to write about loss, which goes back to the quote.
Well,
is it yeah. better to have loved and lost having, or never yeah. loved at all? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leslie, it's yep. very poignant, yep. poignant, yep. poignant, and profound. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, for those, the rest of you who have will see this movie, love to hear your thoughts on that as well, over there on the blog. So, so maybe we can close with a little discussion about what it was like to watch the movie with fellow fangirl fangirls, people who admire and so appreciate KFG and the blog itself. Most of us don't know, few of us know each other
in the real
on the blog in the real, and there we were all sitting together in a movie theater. What was it like to watch the movie with together with us?
It was surreal and wonderful. And I would encourage any of KFG's readers, if they live in the same vicinity of each other, to like meet up occasionally, which I hope I get the chance to meet up with you ladies again for something else, for, you know, I don't know, maybe we should start a drama club or something out our way. I mean, that would be kind of cool, and meet and watch dramas together. You know, but I thought it was a wonderful experience, and I think it was just wonderful that it was her blog in Singapore that brought three people in the same area together who all read, you know, who are all readers of her blog. And I don't know, I think it was a great experience, and I don't know, and especially to watch this particular one, because this one had so much, you know, so much history from the blog itself, with how, you know, there was the group watch and everything, and just everything in general. So it was a good, you know, a good movie to watch together, and a good impetus to like get us together to watch it. I thought it was really, it was an awesome experience, and it was wonderful to watch it with you both.
I feel the same. I really do. It was so fun, Michelle, to get out, race there, be 45 minutes early. Michelle, you and I passed each other and said a couple words. And
I know.
Both like,
at the bathroom.
That must be.
I was like, could that have been Jennifer or Leslie? I don't know. I felt the same way.
It was definitely, for what we've been through as a society, it was really cool for me to get back into the movie theaters with people, even though I had done that for many years, going to the movies with friends. I would go to the movies by myself all the time. If I had friends couldn't go, I would, you know, go during the week, during the weekend, see a film I wanted to. And so I was, I loved it. And, hanging out with you guys and knowing that we get to talk about it afterwards, I was like, yay! And we could talk about all the experiences and the people behind us and the movie lights going down and the music and all that fun stuff. So I loved it, and I echo Michelle's sentiments. If anyone else can do it in the same area, that they should. It's a nice experience, because we all know how many of our friends and family we've tried so hard to get them to join us.
To rope them in.
Join us down the rabbit hole. And none of us have been too successful.
I hear that.
Well, I third the sentiments, and it was really just a pleasure to have the experience from the beginning, from realizing on the blog that we could do this, to making it happen in very short order, to showing up, to being there, and then being together, and it's just a kick. I mean, it was just fun to get it done. So thanks so much that you both that, oh, all three of us just made the effort to make it happen.
I mean, it really, as they say, all the stars aligned, yeah. And here we are on a clear day going to see this.
Well, it was a blessing in and of itself that it was showing, you know, because a lot of times, we don't get, you know, a lot of times these movies aren't, they're not put out en masse. And so that we got it was, that was the first miracle,
Sure.
That was the first miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, this has been fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been great. Thanks so much for getting so into it, you guys. Again, not often shared with all the people that we know. So, and thanks to those of you who hung in there until the end of this podcast to listen to us and actually continue the sharing of the experience of the movie. We look forward to hearing from you over there on the blog if you are so inclined, and of course we every day invite you to join us over there for these great conversations.
And all our pals over on the blog. Patreon. It's a great deep dive zone where we constantly go.
And all of our
shout out to all the peeps over there.
Yeah. That's right. Over there. Any other closing words, folks?
Go see Someday or One Day the movie.
And get the soundtrack.
If you can. And get the soundtrack. As soon as all of these things are available.
The soundtrack's available.
Go to do it.
You can find it. I'll send it to you if you haven't gotten it yet. I'll point out the new songs. I'll tell you who sang them. I'll tell you where they showed up in the movie. No, I'm teasing. I can't do that because I can't even remember the ending. So how am I going to remember where the music
Ladies, it's been a pleasure.
It's wonderful. Thanks, Michelle.
It's been terrific. Leslie. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.